MovieTrailerReviews.net. I'm your host, Phenom Black, and I'm joined by Ro. We're going to talk about this movie that is spelled N-E, capital Z-H-A, but is pronounced Nocha. If you get confused reading that and telling people you're going to see Nesha, which sounds like a new R&B artist, or Nisha, which sounds like another new R&B artist, but sounds like Tweet. I don't know. Just make sure you say Nocha, like, no, bruh, just but no cha instead.
No, bruh. That's as close as you can get for people.
Yeah, no cha, no bruh. It's not no che. Don't say no che because that's wrong. That's Spanish. That's a different language completely. This is Mandarin. No cha.
Okay. You going to tell the people what the movie's about?
Oh, yeah. No. First of all, make sure you go to mtrnetwork.net to listen to all of our other reviews. And let's jump into this. So, Nocha, and this is what they sent me. I'm going to read what they sent me. Synopsis. A young boy, Nocha, is birthed from in heavenly peril by the primeval Lord of Heaven. Born with unique powers, Nocha finds himself as an outcast who is hated and feared. Destined by prophecy to bring destruction to the world, the young boy must choose between good and evil in order to break the shackles of fate and become the hero. It's got a running time of 110 minutes. I don't know what the rating is. On one site, I saw F. I don't know what the fuck that means. That must be like a Chinese rating system thing. This shit is in Mandarin, and it has English and Chinese subtitles, y'all, but they move really fast. So bring your good reading glasses, because it does not wait for you to get through whole sentences. Everybody in this film talks fast. Like, that's my only holdup. It moves. It is directed by, it looks like, Zhao Shi. And yeah, so let's jump into this. I got this from Wellgo USA Entertainment, which was the distribution company for domestic here. But this already dropped in China. It was released in Beijing initially, July 13th, in only IMAX theaters. And it was a fucking hit. Like, at the moment, it has...
Didn't it grossed... come out with the first 3D animated feature released in IMAX in China?
I'm not sure. It might have been. It might have been. It got the regular theater release July 26th. And since then, it has grossed $630 million. It is the second highest grossing film of the year in China right now. One after Wandering Earth, of course, which I think there's no comparison between these two films. Wandering Earth is entertainment, but it is a mess. And it's like third. It's one above, of course, Endgame. So in China, not here. But I think it's like the highest grossing animated something in the shortest period of time. It made like $400 million in 12 days.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah, this movie is badass. Like, this is just a badass movie from a comical perspective. It's funny, and the fighting in it is Jesus Christ. They spent 3 years. This film spent 3 years in production, and they spent 2 years writing it. And they just
20 special effects studios. 20.
Not people, studios.
I mean, that in and of itself is an amazing feat. 1,300 special effects shots. 1,300, just shots. Not sequences, just shots.
Like,
yeah.
Leica Films is looking at this going, so how can we get in? Because we almost there. Like, we were so close. And then you guys came through with Nocha and just kind of blew this shit out of the water with these effects, man. Like, they're so pinpoint on showing the actual, like, the combat and the maneuvering, like the kata style of fighting here and the battling. But then the way they project the camera in, out, and around in a circle to put emphasis on certain hits, punches, slams, and a whole lot of Azura's Wrath shit that happens in this film that is pure over-the-top anime-ish fighting. It is amazing. And then when it's a story, it's a story. Like, it's endearing, it's heartfelt.
I've never seen anything like this.
Right? I was captivated.
At first, I was like, okay, what's going on? I've got a little badass chap. But, like, I mean, the way they open it and they tell you and they bring you into the myth. Like, just the opening sequence in the first fight when they're up in the Celestials, like up in the clouds, all the way that they're able to do it. And they still kind of make it feel like it's light and airy. And you realize that you were fighting on some clouds and the way they made everything look and the way it's drawn, I couldn't tell the difference between like the different art styles that they put together in here. They still felt rich and like they had a certain thickness, even in 2D. So I can't imagine what this looked like in IMAX and 3D.
Oh yeah, all I kept thinking was, so Welgo sent two films and we can't review the other one yet because it's not releasing until September 13th. But watching that and watching this film, I'll go ahead and I'll just say I got two films from them that you should see in IMAX if possible. And like Nocha absolutely should be in IMAX. I don't know where the hell you gonna find it in the US in IMAX though, because it's only been released in 66 theaters. So over this weekend, it made like $149,000 in the States, which is we're being cheated by this one, guys. Like they got Endgame and shit in China and we got this in 66 theaters and this absolutely needs a bigger release. And I hope it gets it because it's just amazing. It's an amazing ass fighting cartoonish film. Like Ashley was watching it and she asked me, was it a Pixar movie? And I was like, Pixar does dark like we lost our parents. Pixar does not do dark like we legit trying to kill each other on screen right now using Goku-ish powers. Like that's not what Pixar does. But if Pixar ever wants to get into that, I support it.
I support it wholeheartedly. I mean, this story is based off a myth from Monkey King?
Well,
reincarnation.
You got Monkey King. I read Chinese religious folklore.
Well, Chinese religious folklore and the Monkey King, they're not separate.
They're the same thing. I don't know. Are they the same thing?
No. But in Noja, okay, he's an anti-authoritarian figure, and the reason why I was thinking that maybe it's derived a little, or what's the figure known in the Monkey King, was Monkey King is kind of like their version of Loki. He's like the chaos bringer and bad, but his like the myth is even deeper. So I kind of want to say that this is slightly a reincarnation of the concept of the Monkey King, but I could be completely wrong.
I think this is from straight like Chinese history, and then it also has its foot in religious folklore for Chinese history, because like when I went to the Wikipedia page, this
is
deep.
The film is loosely based on a Chinese novel called The Investiture of the Gods. In the novel, No Zhao is born during the Shang Dynasty, circa 1600 BC to 1050 BC, and is famous for fighting the Dragon King. Mm-hmm. The third son of garrison commander General Li Jing, he can never please his father, and ... So that's where it's actually come from. That's cool.
No, it's
I'm
deep.
Sorry, my Google food kicked in for a minute there.
No, you're fine. It's real deep. Because there are different iterations of this story. This property has been adapted at least 20 times.
Yeah, you see something going back to 91. There's mm-hmm. a Prince Noja's triumph against the Dragon King in 79.
They
so
did one 2 years ago.
It has
ago.
Its own standing folklore.
Yeah, they did. They did one 2 years ago. It was like mm-hmm. it was more words to know in front of Noja.
The Legend of Noja.
Yeah.
It's been an animated series. Yeah, he has his own independent and standing folklore. So I thought this was a brilliant way to introduce this as a kind of a fresh take on the origin story and to bring in modern themes without feeling like you were shoving an agenda into an animated story, forgetting to tell the story. There's brilliant storytelling here. There's emotional development. There's nuance. There's character. Both his parents are badasses.
Oh my God. Yeah. Li Jing and Madame Yin are, they open up the film being badasses. Like when him and his mom play what I can only assume to be some type of combination of hacky sack and badminton. I think it's called like Jianja is the name of the game. And they're just playing that, but they're playing it like the extreme version. I was captivated by that because his mom was like taking these superpower passes from him.
From her very, very strong, insane little child who has no sense of restraint.
Well, this story
at all.
Is insane. Like you said, it is, you start off in the celestial world with the supreme leader or the supreme lord, and he basically takes a pearl and it's called the Chaos Pearl, and he splits this into two pearls, which one pearl, I don't know if this was the bad Chinese English translation, but one is called the Spirit Pearl and the other one's called the Demon Pill. And I was like, was that a mistake that they put pill instead of pearl?
I think it might be a mistake, but we can only go with the translation, and they called it the Demon Pill.
Okay, yeah. And there are two acquaintances. I won't reveal their connection because that's revealed later in the film. But there are two acquaintances up there trying to battle this chaos pill before the Supreme Lord checks in. Tai and Shin Gong Bao, and basically, the Lord splits this chaos pearl and says, "Look, there's a good pearl, which is the spirit pearl, and then there's this other pearl, the demon pearl. If you couldn't tell by the name which one was the bad one, this one I'm going to destroy in 3 years with lightning. This other one, I'm going to give it to my boy Tai, and if he can cultivate this shit into a child and raise it and keep it safe, then you know what? That will be the third son to Lord Li Jin and his wife, Madam Yin, who are taking care of this place called like Chintin Pasa or something like Pass or something like that. They basically are the protectors of this little village town area square thing."
Well, in reality, they're protectors of a pass that leads to all paths that lead into being able to conquer the empire. So it's not just the village, like the area is like vital of vital military importance. Sorry, I looked it up. I was like, why is he here? He's kind of awesome. How come he doesn't work like closer to the emperor or something? This is China. But his garrison is tasked with keeping peace in this area and also monitoring a path, which is a way people who try to conquer into the empire come through.
So the one of the gullible of the two protectors or two that were fighting up in the celestial world take gets the spirit, and the other guy's pissed. He's like, "The fuck, yo, you always overlooking me, dog." And cultivating the spirited pearl comes with the promise that this guy will become the 12th golden immortal, which I guess
It's
is
the
like
last
top tier
spot
immortal.
available.
I guess it's like top tier immortals. It's like super celestial being, dude. All the rules are made by us. The rest of y'all are peons. So, dude is one of them. Shin Gong Bao is not happy about this. Tai is the gullible, goofy, good one, and he's just like, "Cool, we'll raise this kid." And they take it down to Earth, and Li Jin's wife has been pregnant for 3 years. I don't know how that works.
What? Wait, who's that?
You
Where
didn't
did you get
catch
that?
that? Oh yeah, she's been pregnant for. That's why she was so mad, bro. That's why she was
But
throwing a fit while pregnant.
okay, that makes it even more hilarious.
Yeah,
Like
she's
when
been
you
pregnant
first
for 3 years.
get introduced to her when she's pregnant, first thing she's doing was throwing shit. I was like, well, I know pregnant people mad, but damn,
That's why dude was like, "We have to pray
I
to the
missed the fact
gods."
she was pregnant that long.
Yeah, when dude was like, "We should thank the gods," and she's like, "Thank them for what? I've been pregnant for 3 years, nigga." Like, she is absolutely not playing here. She's upset. She
She's
is
like, I'm done. But
super
like, I
upset.
don't want to spoil. This is, are we doing spoiler
No,
free?
no, 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 no. I'm not spoiling. It's very complicated, and like
No,
you.
I was asking because I was
No,
about to
no,
say
no. Oh,
something
no, no,
that
no
spoiled
spoilers. No
that
spoilers.
myself. Okay. Like, I just really feel like when they got to this part of the story and you kind of saw what was going on with the beings in the sky and then they saw them come to Earth, I feel like that's when you realize that not only do you have to keep pace with the things for the what's going on with the subtitles, it's like they have all these little subtle movements that's going on in the animation with certain characters. And like I missed a little bit of dialogue of what she said because I got captivated by something that was happening in the background with another character that turned out to be really important like 2 seconds later. And you don't usually get that kind of layering, like with the story being told in an animated feature.
They absolutely wanted to animate the hell out of this story. Like this is like when you have a favorite song by an artist and then they give you a video and the video is the perfect video for that song. You're like, they absolutely love this song as much as I do. They absolutely, the creators, the animators, app and the CGI effects people, the studios absolutely loved this script as much as the person who wrote it. And that is presented on screen in amazing fashion. So what ends up happening is the child that Madam Yin is supposed to get, that pearl, the demon pearl gets infused to that child. And the demon pearl wasn't supposed to be infused to anything. That shit was just supposed to chill. But it gets infused and turned into a child, and that child is no shot. The other pearl, something happens
It's
to
stolen.
it, basically. And that creates another imbalance in this structure. Because there's this whole balance thing going on with all of these characters. There's a balance to Li Jing and Madame Ying. There's a balance to Tai Yi and Shin Gong Bao. There's a challenge to No Cha and the other pearl. Like, there's, they introduce this whole, the Dragon Palace. area in this world, and there's a controversy going on there that plays a huge factor here. And man,
that's a whole other myth that they kind of blended into this that I thought they did brilliantly, especially how they worked it into to the main story, but still gave it its own amount of time and the way they made it look.
Yo, but there's a dragon at one point in this film, and I don't know if you paid attention as much as I did, but her lashes were fire.
Yeah, that her lashes were fire, like the waves off the face, like the pullback to down to her scales. Everything, every single moment in this was the way it was painted. But yeah, I had eyelash envy. I really did. I was like, this bitch up in here blinking at motherfuckers,
like,
trying to look all cute.
There are
two
great moments in animation that stand out for me. That dragon's eyelashes and Simba's father's hair blowing in the breeze, like while he's talking. those are moments where I'm like, animators went way too far with it, but it's so good that you can't do, because they was definitely flexing. They was like, they don't even understand what they're looking at.
Let me show you what I learned how to do yesterday.
Watch us blow this mane, dog. They're not even ready for Mufasa's mane to be stroked like this in the wind. Flexing.
Everything. I mean, sometimes you watch animation and you start forgiving the story because the animation is so amazing. Mm-hmm. And the movement and the color, the saturation, the depth, the tonal quality of everything that they did. You start forgiving blanks in the story. And then other times the story is so good that you forgive lapses in the animation. You don't have to do either of those with this movie. Now, I think there are some people, I did see one review that wasn't like super duper positive. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like, I don't know what that dude was watching. I don't know if he couldn't keep up, but just the way that he described the movie, I was like, what? He kept calling things he kept saying things were hectic.
I mean, it is, though. And it is chaotic.
I thought it was kinetic, but I didn't feel like it was hectic. Hectic implies to me like you can't tell what's going on, or there's something, so much movement going on that you don't know where your eye is supposed to go.
I guess can't tell what's going on when I think of hectic. When I think of hectic, I just think of calamity. And I felt like it was very chaotic, this movie, in a great way, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There
were chaotic scenes. There was a lot of action and movement, and sometimes you didn't know exactly where you wanted to look your eye, but I never felt like it was so hectic that it blended together without and lost its charm, or it stopped being whimsical, or there's plenty of moments where it slows down and has
literally
issues. Yeah, and I didn't feel like you had to know anything about the mythology or anything about the legends or anything about the time period in China. I felt like they gave you the ability to look at this little reincarnated badass chap and follow his trajectory, and they kind of anchored you enough in this village with the village people who, can I just say, fuck them people.
Yo, there's a line in this film where Xin Gong Bao says to a character, "Humans have enough prejudice to build a mountain." And I was like, bruh, that's going in my notes. That's going in my notes.
Yeah, because I really felt like they were kind of talking about, this is talking about outcasts and talking about choice and free will,
fate,
and destiny and fate. But it's doing it in such a way that it felt like it was just a natural development of what was going on with the stories. And because they kind of kept the fantastical and they did such good, amazing things with it, it made all the other hijinks and the moments of mischief making, it made it work, because he's a small child. So he's less a brat than he is a product of he's reacting to what's happening around him and what's happening to him. So it doesn't just get as simple as like, oh, he has a good heart. It really came down to his parents were like, we are not giving up on our child. We do not care what they have decreed is supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to give him every opportunity, and we as his parents are going to do every single thing we can to prepare him to survive. I mean, I don't know many people who's like, oh, so instead of your child being infused with this amazing spirit thing, a demon pill got into your baby and he's under a curse, and he gonna die.
I mean, but it's like the whole it's they instead of asking the question, is it nature versus nurture? They ask the same question, is it nature versus nurture, as if to say, we challenge the nature of this child by nurturing it to do better. And I feel like that is a much better way to approach that. Or that's how, I think that's a better way. That's a more legit explanation of how a lot of parents approach that subject matter. So when you see these mothers out here and they're like the mother of a serial killer, you know, because no child easily could be a serial killer. He is off the charts. And
Especially when you listen to the words of the songs that he sings to himself.
yo, when my man is pouting, and he pouts a lot in his film, but they give him so much like humanality. They make him pout, and in other scenes they make him cry emotionally from feeling happy, right? And he's a boy, and I feel like this film never was pushing any agenda or any type of, you know, political envelope statement or whatever. It just presented people as people and humanity as humanity, and humanity is chaos. So the fact that this child was born from a chaotic Pearl makes a whole lot of sense. And Pearl is so close to the word peril, and I'm not trying to get into my Hotep shit, but like this, just the connection of all of that stuff makes this whole story interesting, excuse me. And then if I had to complain about anything outside of how fast the subtitles move, and like I, you can pause it and read it, man, like you have that option. But the other thing that I could complain about is that we didn't get enough of the Dragon Kings, but that's not really a complaint to me, because if you continue watching, they're not finished. And they literally tell you at the end of this movie, do not move, we're not finished. And you see that they're already working on another project called The War to Steal the Gods Away, Jing Jia, who is also a part of this lore. So, and I watched this movie, and all I kept thinking was, there's no way they're doing one of these movies, because they left so many things open-ended. The way the film ends is completely open-ended, and the only thing that was resolved was No Cha, you know, choosing a fate, which is how it starts.
that he chooses to rebel against it, that the only thing that he has to. I thought it, but that's what I like. I like the fact that some origin stories forget that what they need to do is bring you full circle on the character whose origin that you're getting,
Right.
especially before they move stories forward with the rest of the movie. So it's hand down obvious that one, with the response that Noja has gotten, there's going to be more movies. But two, it's obvious from the way that we got this story that they always intended for there to be more. So they took the time to bring you full circle on this little badass chap and everyone around him. So everyone at the end of the movie ends up in a new place, but not necessarily their ultimate place. So some people have had
Absolutely
setbacks.
not.
What?
Absolutely not. Like, no, I'm saying you're right. They did not end up in their ultimate place, because if you know the lore, or if you've read any of the history on this, this is gonna go dark really
Oh
fast.
yeah. Man, this movie doesn't go, this movie goes left real quickly. It goes left right as she pushes that little boy out to begin with. So that in and of itself was amazing that they didn't drag out the lead up and the movie didn't all end up being waiting on this baby to be born. Because you know some movies like to do that, and then the only thing you get is the third act is the child. So I really liked that they dedicated a lot of real time to giving us him growing up. Time is a little amorphous. You'll realize a little later why certain people look the way that they do, even though they keep telling you 1, 2, and 3 years have passed. They make that make sense. But the just the sneak preview at the end, after they give you what, how many was there was a after scene and then an after scene and then an after scene.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's like three scenes
There's three extra credit scenes.
and then that last moment at the credits where they just flashed up that one warrior and then that symbol he's standing in front of, I was like, can I have that right now?
Yeah, no, that's 2020.
I don't know if I'm gonna make it to 2020 just because the way they animated that scene to look and the color saturation that they picked, and it's all dark.
And this is a new studio. This studio was started in 2015 from this crew. So they're ready to pump these out. Like, they clearly have a plan. And you think if you look at the fact that it might have taken them 2 years to write this, you there's no way they weren't writing other films during that time period. There's just no way, especially if they've got the next one coming out next
I think the
year.
reason why it took them 2 years to write this film is because they wrote the whole damn story before they did a single board.
Yeah. Which,
And
thank you.
I respect it.
Like, thank you very much. So, again, I hope this gets pushed to more theaters because I'm telling y'all, this is a good ass movie, man. And I cannot talk about the other film yet, so I'll just talk about this one. This film is badass. The
I'm
action is
watching
all
the
over the
other one after
place.
this. I can't handle it anymore. I need to
Listen.
know.
Whew. Yeah. When we do that review, buddy, man, I'm gonna be making some grandiose ass comment statements about how I feel about that film. But the fighting in this, the animation, again, there's no moment in it where I feel like you need to cover your kids' eyes or like kids will be too
Nope.
scared or in the theater because it has this DreamWorks Pixar-ish feel at moments, but the way it looks is it's by its own design. Like I would love to watch this and Into the Spider-Verse back to back and have my mind fried because
I would
the
lose my
amount was just
mind. I
crazy.
would lose my mind. I've never seen anything that looks like this and move. I've never seen anything that makes animation move like
They
this.
swung the cameras around like
And
it
I
was
say
real
that
camera
even having
people.
seen Spider-Verse because that's a whole different kind of movement.
I just don't. I just. I. The fact that they animated live action camera movements is so dope to me. Like, it's just so meticulously dope for them to care that much to us with fight scenes to bring us into the middle of the chaos. And another thing that I'm glad they didn't hold back on is how much of a demon child Noshar really is. Those moments where he gets pissed and he goes off on the people in this village or whatever, and he is relentless. Like he relentlessly backhands or uppercuts a woman in the chin. And I was like, bruh,
Can I
bruh.
say that I actually had to pause because I had to get myself together to not laugh?
I laughed. I was
Because
crying.
I was like, I know. I mean, it's like, look, they don't take the fantasy out of the fight scenes, but he dead ass punched a woman as this child, full out, full on uppercuts, and she goes flying so far, and she deserves it so
She
much.
does. Everybody in this town does, man. Like, there's this older character in the town that you see often, and he really is just trying to stay out of the way. And shout out what they did to the big buff guy that screams every other scene. Like, that character was hilarious. And then there's an opening, like, planet out. There's a planet out scene
Yeah.
at one point, and it is done so damn well. You know, like, again, they had fun with this movie. I could tell that they lost sleep making it, but I could tell that they had fun doing it. And I can't wait to see the war to seal the gods away. And I can't wait to see what else we get from the Dragon Palace and the Dragon Kings.
Yeah, I
Because,
can't.
man.
I mean, everything in here was purposeful. Every aspect of the story made sense. I liked the pranks. But I like this little badass chap. And I don't usually say that. I mean, because I was a nanny, I don't like anybody's badass children. But
I like him and I like Alpine. You
I
know.
like everybody. I did. I mean, everything. Like, okay. Good guys, bad guys, everybody in this story had a reason for why they acted. Everybody had an
Yeah.
issue as to why they were selfish. Everybody had a reason and a motivation. So this stopped being just about,
The yin and the yang of it.
yeah, but like how do we keep things in balance or what does that really mean? And I really liked how they played that off in there. And that kind of happens in the third act towards the big huge climax scene when they circle back around to that concept of balance between the element that these two different sides of the nature in these the pearl and the pill. And maybe it is supposed to be pill because pearl, pearl pill,
No,
whatever.
it might be. I was like, 'cause they listen, if it is a mistake, it's the most consistent mistake I've ever seen in subtitling because they
Yeah, and
never
it's and the most
steer from
ironic
it.
one, so I'll take it. But I like the fact that they didn't just reduce it to just as simple as good and bad or villain and hero. And I like the fact that they played with the idea of fate and being a victim of fate and the choices you make after that and justice and the different kinds of ways that you can feel as though you suffer injustice from other people. It's like one thing that I did look up is that Yang, the director, was studying to pharmacology when he decided he wanted to become an animator, and everyone told him he couldn't do it. Like literally was turning his back on him, said he couldn't do it.
$630 million, $685 million later, bro. Talk your shit. Flex your flex, sir.
Like he said, he had to overcome everything and that his future wasn't assured until after he had a short animated film picked up. I think it's called See Through. It took him 3 years to get that short animated film in. But once he got it in, it won 20 domestic and overseas awards. And then he's like going back home. Everybody like, suck it. Now what? So like, I really feel like he took all of that kind of energy and those feelings about, you know, prejudice or, and come on, he's from a culture that's not a really big idea, not really interested in you deviating from the path once you tell people what your path is. And that's not a stereotype. It's just, it's like when you come from somewhere that has a really rich culture and they have traditions, they're like, it takes a lot before you can step outside of the expected or the anticipated, especially if it's something that you've already told people that you're going to do. And I really felt like he took all those personal feelings and troubles, and there is a way for him to infuse this tale with all of it without destroying the fantastical, amazing story that is this legend. And so I liked the new themes, if they're new, because they didn't feel new to me. They felt natural.
I think there are some of them are new. Some of them
when
are
I
new.
Wasn't expecting it. What?
Some of them are new. From what I read, they definitely cultivated their own take on this story, which I think is great.
Yeah, I think he's a great anti-hero. I don't have a problem with anybody who believes in you know, subverting the dominant paradigm and being anti-authoritarian. I like the fact that they're upfront about the fact that a lot of what they're doing is fighting prejudice.
Yes.
And I now would like to have a mode of transportation that changes and shifts for whatever it feels for my personality, as long as it doesn't decide it wants to be a flying pig, because I don't really know what that would say about me.
Yo.
But I want one.
So you know this is not his final mode of transportation, right? Like
the way Nochak gets around.
Like there's a specific way he gets around that is consistent throughout the lore, and I was like, yo, they did not put that in this movie, which means it's going to be somewhere hopefully in the future. And if I can't wait to see how they do it, because just to see what they did with the chains that bind him, just to see how they trapped him in those like shield balls, kind of like hamster, these superpower like hamster wheels that they would just create to keep him from causing pure mayhem. You know, those scenes were done well. They literally opened up with the Supreme Lord basically like constructing astrology. And I was like, bruh, what, like, what is happening right now? Is he, does the bomb come next? Like what is, does the bang come next? Like
there's
what
no
is
boom.
Happening?
He didn't need a boom. He just said, I'm done. I'm good.
I mean, it's just like constructing. And then he's constructing and he gets tired. He's like, oh my God, they're taking forever. Here we go. God, this can be done in 3 days instead of seven. Watch me work. So I just, I'm gonna make a really big statement to fuck with some people, and this might keep some people from going to see it. I hope it makes you want to see it even more.
Uh-oh.
I feel like the third act of this film might be better than the third act of Endgame. Fight scene
them
third.
Them some fighting words.
Them some fighting scenes though in the third act, and the transitioning and the whole cloud stuff, and then they start
jumping. The pullways and the big panoramics.
Yo.
And
the switch ups and the change arounds, like, bruh. And then they go into like Naruto and the Nine Tail whatever territory with the morphing and the change. Amen.
Look, I'm not going to pull any better than, for the simple fact, I think this is in a category all its own. I have never seen anything that manages to combine all the different techniques of animation and the movement of live action and still managed to come up with a unique look for its film from beginning to end, from the way they designed characters and clothing and how the how a freaking ribbon moves.
Yo.
How they managed to make their own mystical world look different enough from what was supposed to be the real world. I've never seen anybody who's met, we know why, it took 20 damn studios. But I've never seen anybody who's managed to combine all those things together and still tell a story that I never checked out of.
Like, is Ribbon Is ribbonautical a word? Because that's how
It
scrolls
is today, my
move
friend,
in
'cause
this.
you just made it up and I'm gonna let you have it.
Another thing that this it's just been a it's been an interesting weekend for me, because I didn't even realize that I was making like a mental connection between the different perils and the parallels in this film, and the way that a lot of good and bad is subjective, to the same way that it's presented in season two of Cobra Kai. That those there there is no for me there's no good or bad. Like, there's definitely characters who are doing bad things knowingly, and like, you know, for the most part, if I'm a betting man, I'm betting evil on them. But like, the mainer characters, the more source characters that you're supposed to connect with, and you know, have their own like ideologies and theologies and whatnot that go into their presence and what drives their motivations. This definitely connected streamline to Cobra Kai season two in doing justice to everybody ain't bad if you know their story, dog. And it's just it's captivating. I mean, this is just a really good ass. I went back and rewound it to just like hear some pronunciation and names, and to get some quotes, and to make sure I heard things right in certain scenes. You know, things like the area in the heavens is Kunlun, and the people the dragons are pissed at is the Court of Heavens, and the 12 like golden immortals, stuff like that. But I almost ended up watching this shit again, and I was like, yo, I can't do this. I have to review this in an hour. I can't watch this whole thing again. An hour and 10 minutes won't happen in 60 minutes. I have to chill. But
No, but it's good. It's good. Like, if you have, I don't know that there are many movies that I say that I will be trying to figure out a way to go see this in a movie theater, but I want to see this in IMAX.
oh my God, I would want to see an
If you
IMAX.
are in LA, it is at the TCL Chinese Theater IMAX. It is at the AMC Century Cine 15 IMAX. It is at the Edwards Renaissance Stadium. That is how much I like this movie. I looked up where your asses could find it. AMC Santa Anita 16 IMAX, AMC 2020 IMAX. Those are the ones that I saw immediately close, and I may be taking a train. That's how much I feel that this movie needs to be seen on the big screen, because I've never seen anything like it. But I will make sure that I literally just we will drop the link in the post. Oh no, if you are in San Diego, it is playing at the AMC Mission Valley 20 IMAX in 3D as of today. So I will drop the link to where I am looking up to see if you can find this movie in IMAX. It is absolutely worth your time. It is worth your money. I know of one person, I believe Lance has already seen it and is talking about it on Facebook, thought trying to get people to go back with him. But yeah, no, there's nothing like this. We don't we are getting screwed by not having more stuff come over from China and get mainstream play.
So
And
your boy just
Noja
found
is
it.
absolutely 100% proof of that. End of story.
Your boy just found it. So I'm definitely going to see this in
It's where you
IMAX.
are too.
It is at Silver Spring Regal Majestic Cinema, 20 Ellsworth Drive, Silver Spring. It is playing at 12, 5:30, 2:45, 11 p.m. at 8:15. It is also playing at AMC Georgetown IMAX. It is at AMC Potomac Mills IMAX. So you got three options here on my coast. I'm absolutely going to Silver Spring to see this probably Wednesday or Thursday. I know we're going to be doing a review for it on Thursday, It Chapter Two.
It may be Wednesday. If I can get a screener for Brittany Runs a Marathon, I say we record Wednesday so Chris can play.
Hey, I'm all for it, 'cause and I'll get Ashley to join in on Brittany Runs a Marathon so her tears can speak her truth. Let me see. On Wednesday, I'm kind of doing my own thing. So yeah, I might have to
I will be finding a way to go see this in IMAX because I must. And I don't like 3D movies
yeah,
because I wear glasses.
I hate 3D
And
IMAX too, but I'm going to see this in IMAX.
I'm going to see this. No, I don't like 3D movies because I wear glasses, and they very rarely contemplate that when they make the 3D glasses to like so they don't always work well. I need to see this. I'm going. It's happening.
I don't like 3D films because they just look terrible. I'm waiting for the Mondo poster for this. The poster that's
I'm
already
buying it.
available for that shows No Shine Another Form is dope, But I need Mondo to do something with that image and make another Mondo-ish style poster, and I'm first copping.
As soon as you find it, let me know, because I need to own it.
Yep.
Just in case you haven't been able to tell, what's your score for this, Chris?
Oh, this is
let's just lie.
This for me, this is fucking 10 out of 10, just nod next times. Like that's what this is.
Yeah. I'm there with you. This is 10.
So
I mean, animation, origin story. I even like the music that they picked. All of it.
You know
the
what?
The humor, the drama, all of it.
Who scored this? Because like I feel like you could watch this movie scoring. I feel like the scoring for this movie came from the sound effects portion, not the actual music and stuff during the fight scenes, which like you have said is amazing. Just the sound effects during certain scenes where goofy stuff happens. I feel like they got those sounds from the same kit that Aquaman got its stuff. But Aquaman wasn't supposed to be using that kit for those scenes. And this movie
definitely is.
Yes, it's perfect for the scenes here, which is what made me so mad when I was watching Aquaman. I was like, I know what type of film this kit would work for, and this film ain't it. Like, I don't know why it's here. But here, dude, they even take time in the middle of the third act brawl to give you jokes. And it's just so well done. Like, yo, shout out to Wellgo Entertainment for sending this, because I didn't think we had a chance in hell of getting anything back from them when I reached out. And they hit me back the next day and they were like, here's the links. We got you. And we're adding you to the press list. I was like, holy shit, that worked. That never works with anyone else. Like Netflix, I got to know people. Amazon, I got to get in with somebody. You know, they got to check us out. It takes a while. Wellgo was like, nah, y'all need to see this greatness. Here you go.
And I understand. I am in. I mean, I can't tell you how many movies that I find a way to see that come from Wellgo Entertainment. Like I watched all the Ip movies that I've seen have been once they've gotten some kind of agreement and they've come across the United States on home entertainment through Wellgo. Mm-hmm. That's how I saw Master Z. That's how I saw Shadow. And if y'all have not seen Shadow, fix your lives. I still need to see Triple Threat, but I heard about Triple Threat through Wellgo USA. I heard about The Brink through Wellgo USA. The Gangster, the Cop, and the Devil through Wellgo USA. So, I mean, they do good work. I really feel like at certain points that they took over, like where the Wu-Tang stopped bringing movies, Wellgo picked them up for reals. But yeah, their game is on point, and I am very happy that they decided that they could be friends with the MTR network, and we will try to do their shows justice. Because, and you also need to remember, a lot of shows sometimes will show up on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
So you should also keep an eye out, because some of those shows that are coming over, they're not like the Netflix horror shows that you get. They're legit quality. Were released in a theater, just did not get a U.S. release. Amazing movie. Why are you showing me this crazy picture, B?
Because this,
I want it.
This is the steal that I'm sending to Chris for this for this review. Because this is one of the steals they sent me. Like when you're listening to this review, you might be listening on your phone and you just clicked on podcast and you can't see the image. Go to mtrnetwork.net. and look at the still for this movie and tell me you don't want to go see this damn movie when you see this still. Like we are not exaggerating.
We are downplaying how well this movie does. Like this is the Chinese folklore brought to life like none I've ever seen.
Yeah. So, all right, man.
I don't know what else we can say besides that.
Nothing. We said it all and definitely not enough and didn't spoil anything for y'all. There's so many other stories going on here that y'all are going to get to connect with and badass shit that you're just going to get to see. And I can't wait to see people talking about this more. I hope it expands from 66 theaters to, you know, the typical like 3,000 whatever theaters. But even if we can get like 1,500 theaters, that just opens it up for more people to see this. But if that doesn't happen, let's get this shit on demand somewhere so people can watch it. Like if y'all want me to host an event to just show this movie to people in the DC area, holla at me. I'm ready to go. We can do a whole panel on this because it is that good. So yeah, that's all I got. Make sure y'all check out the other reviews. Bro, y'all just did a review. What film did y'all do a review for? I didn't get to watch that one.
We just did a review for a movie that's going to be premiering, making its premiere at TIFF. It's called Where's My Red Cohen? It's a documentary. And learning about that man's life is bonkers. So I will be saying I was also very happy that I had Noja to watch directly afterwards.
Yeah.
Because that, yeah, that's an evil. That is a dark, cesspool, trash man. He is not the incarnation of a demon. But I'm pretty sure the demons would be like, yo, he can't sit with us.
Yeah.
Something wrong with him.
I can see that. And I did my rewatch, my anniversary watch of It to prepare for It Chapter 2. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. So that review is going to be up later this week.
I reread the book and I rewatched the series.
I was going to audible the book again, but I'm just going to wait till after I see the second film and then do that 40-hour audible again. So I'm ready.
I think I read really fast.
You must, because it definitely took me like 3 weeks to binge, and I binged audibled It because it's that good of a book. So
You guys will be getting the benefit of the fact that I read a lot. I'll be doing more I Talk Shit and Read episodes. I'm going to try to get us some interviews with some interesting people. We'll be doing a lot more book reviews for short stories, novellas. That I'm going to also try to cover stuff that's not necessarily just the stuff that gets in the mainstream and not necessarily all American authors. So, you know, look out for that on the site and on the feed. But yeah, we got a bunch of independent and limited movie reviews. We'll be dropping paper reviews for them. We'll probably do some follow-up critic talk and roundtable stuff, because a lot of those will probably be what pop up during For Your Consideration after the fall movies start dropping. So there's more to come. And hopefully there will be a lot more to come from Wellgo USA, because they knocked it out the park with the first one. And I'm imagining that they knocked it out the park with the second one that they sent us to see.
I have no comment on that, other than when we talk, we're going to talk.
Yeah, Chris already told me that it's got some turns and it's got some stuff. And at that point, like, you know, he just started saying, girl, girl. So clearly I need to catch up so we can all chat.
Yeah. All right. We will holler at y'all next time. This has been Movie Trailer Reviews.net at mtrnetwork.net. And thank y'all for listening. We're out. Peace. Go see Nocha.